Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 26th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is knackered, spelled K-N-A-C-K-E-R-E-D. Knackered is an adjective. It's mostly used informally in British English to mean very tired or exhausted. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Chuck Culpepper. Jonathan Smith played world-class tennis in the Grand Slams of the 1970s. He calls croquet a great game for anyone who's a bit knackered after the strains on the joints and whatnot from a pursuit such as tennis or rugby. An apt synonym for the word knackered might be the phrase dead tired, for more than one reason. Knackered comes from the past participle of knacker, a slang term meaning to kill, as well as to tire, exhaust, or wear out. The origins of the verb knacker are uncertain, but the word is perhaps related to an older noun, knacker. That word originally referred to a harness maker or saddle maker, and later to a buyer of animals no longer able to do farm work or their carcasses, as well as to a buyer of old structures. Knackered is used on both sides of the Atlantic, but is more common among British speakers. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.